Relative to the funding on this particular project, we mentioned the previous council that we would be using a budget amendment in the street improvement fund to fund a portion of this project. Later in your agenda is that amendment. So there are no appropriations for this project in the street improvement fund currently, because we've used them all for the current year program. But there is sufficient fund balance in that fund, and the budget amendment would use fund balance to then provide appropriations for this project. So just to be clear on where those resources are coming from.
Anyone else on this matter? All right, we'll move to G13, which is an ordinance to amend ordinance 2345, the annual budget for street improvement fund, to account for this particular expenditure.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye. Roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Ness?
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absences, no abstentions. Page 181. 181 is authorization, a resolution to award the paving contract for this project.
Motion not the resolution.
Second.
Just for the record, the number is $212,685. Any discussions? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 on 183 is a resolution approving a preliminary plat for Oaks State Subdivision at Woeful Road and roughly Loomis Road.
Move to approve.
Second.
I did have one comment on this, just so the council knows. I wanted them to make some changes to the stormwater management plan, and it appears that they did. So thank you very much. They went from a square to something that was natural.
I mean, like, unlike the one that's on 76 and
sorry,
perfect square, a rectangle.
Well, who did that?
That's a colony.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 on 235 is a request to amend resolution 2019-7473, conditions and restrictions for two family side by side ranch townhome on Cortez. This is for the municipal. Alderman Nelson.
Joel. So, Mr. Nissimo, I don't see him here tonight, but this has come back a couple different times. Are we and he good with this?
Yes.
That, just like the mayor mentioned earlier, if two people are not happy about the agreement, it's a good agreement.
Yes.
So, okay. So he's green-lighted now to move forward?
Yeah. And the final solution is not what I have a problem with. It's how we got here that I have a problem with. So the final issue is just that there are trees in the property, but there's not enough to be a woodland. Some of them are dead and dying. Whatever, they took the easy approach the first time, and so then they identified something they shouldn't have identified.
Thank you.
But there are a few trees, just an FYI, there are a few nice trees on the property. He's going to try to protect them.
Good. Motion to approve.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayor.
So past behavior is the best indicator of future behavior. You're not happy with how we got here because of the way things evolved. Are you confident that things are going to go forward more positively?
I'm not, because part of it was we had new staff reviewing this project at the time, and I wasn't looking very closely at stuff either. I would have emphasized more strongly to get the right information right from the beginning. It wasn't done. He took advantage of that. But if I would have been involved, I would have pushed a little harder, and maybe it wouldn't have been so bad.
Okay, so through the permitting process and whatnot, you're confident that things will go well?
Yep. Our forester went out there and double-checked everything.
And Andy, what are we upset about? What are you like?
Just extra work for council and staff to prepare all these changes at the last minute, and everything's a rush job with the applicant.
In terms of the property or development, was there some trees taken down, or I mean, doesn't sound like
doesn't
violent.
Sound like it.
Like the process, not what they did wrong.
Correct. He never liked the process. He never wanted to do any of this, even a natural resource protection plan to identify no resources. He didn't want to have to do that at all either. Thought it was all useless government red tape.
There's more than a few that would agree with that.
So,
all right, thank you.
My motion stands.
Yeah, my second does.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. 255G17, release of other certified, or the other natural protection plan. Is there a motion to rescind?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G8 is a resolution conditioning approving a final plat for Faithway Reserve subdivision. That's because on the copy it looks like an 8.
Yeah, it does.
So this is 18 on page 269.
We're moving along.
Is there a motion to approve?
I have a question.
So moved. Or second?
Second.
I couldn't tell from the map. Are there sidewalks on that street? No sidewalks?
I don't think so. No.
Sidewalks?
No.
All those in favor?
Wait, a couple questions. There's a question.
Help in there.
Can I ask the developer a couple questions?
Mr. Frisville? Ms. Watson?
Just real quickly, is there any issues with neighbors?
Not that we are aware of.
Okay, and then I'll talk offline with you a couple of other requests that I might have for you to consider with the neighbors, but I think we're all okay.
Okay, thank you.
All those in favor? It's all done. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. 19 is a resolution authorizing the sub officials to execute a subdivision development agreement for this development.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G20 on page 331 is a resolution authorizing a request to vacate a sanitary sewer easement for this development.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. City Attorney.
Subject to technical changes akin to the Nissenbaum pro forma release of easement resolution form, which is to be recorded. Those types of changes would be made to the draft resolution in the council packet, and the city engineer is nodding his head yes, so we understand that motion includes permission for those changes.
The maker and the second are nodding up and down. Alderman Willem.
When easements are released, is that then changed on a property view, or on how that changed? This is sort of related to another item. I'm just wondering the process, how that happens.
It's in the property record. Property record on the CSM, and my understanding on this is there was no separate easement recorded that engineering could find. It just shows an easement on the CSM. So that's of record, but that easement has changed and that one's not being used. So now, as a matter of record for the property, you will have a council resolution, if approved, that specifically states that easement no longer exists.
So my question was, so when that easement no longer exists, and then I go look on the property viewer, someone's going to get that information that easement no longer exists, if it ever was shown on there. I don't know how the process goes from it being on the property viewer to it not being on the property viewer, and that was what my question is.
Mr. City Engineer.
I can't claim to know the details of how that happens, but I believe that's correct. So if it was shown, someone had to have known it to put it on there. I can't say when that would happen. It may not be very quick, but it will eventually change.
Okay. I have one. We'll change that. We'll have another one. Change. Okay, thanks.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. G21 on 337 is a model home permit.
Move to approve.
Second.
Alderman Taylor.
I just got a question. So this is to be for the temporary occupancy. This is for just normal, like 9-to-5 operation?
9-to-5. Yeah, yes.
No one's living there?
No one would be living there.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G22 on 339, the resolution authorizes certain officials to enter into a time and expense professional engineering agreement with Concord for Pete's Road reconstruction. Mr. City.
As you know, we've been talking about the need for Puce Road to be improved for quite some time. It's going to be a significant project. DOT does have a call for projects this fall for an 80-20 grant. We want to try to apply for that. Back in the day, you would call a consultant. They would do this for free. But then during the consultant process, selection process, you have one consultant that has a leg up on everybody else because they have intimate knowledge of the project. Federal Highway won't let you do that anymore, so the firm who does this work cannot bid on the project. So we were able to find a firm who has a lot of experience in putting cost estimates together for big projects, but they don't do major design projects like this. Kind of a unique niche that they do, and I think that's be well-suited for us to try to go after this grant. The idea is that we would submit both projects, one project being 27th to roughly 42nd Street. The other project would be from 76th Street to Lover's Lane. I would expect that we will have a very good chance of getting the 76th to Lover's Lane funded first, which would mean a construction timeline of roughly 2023. And the other project probably have be not as sexy as compared to the other projects, so we're hopeful that maybe 2025 that might be ready for a project.
Intentions use SDP funds?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do Alderman Dander's work for him because this used to be my district. The neighbors really need to be involved in this project.
Yes.
It was fun the last time we went around this, and it'll be even more fun this time.
And so may I?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to also say this.
Yes, let the record reflect Alderman Mayor left to see the 714.
If I could also add that this is very preliminary in the project. We haven't put a lot of thought into it. Right now the direction was take the cross section that we have from 42nd to 76th, make that continuous, but like you said, there's a long process, a lot of discussion, and we haven't really thought too hard about how to do this yet.
Yeah, my comments kind of the same line. I didn't want to see it get too far down the road before you had public input, because I don't know if it's keeping the same road width, or STPs are going to make you force you to put sidewalks on both sides, and it's, you know, you have to have a, you know, so that's going to be complicated with people that like the big oaks along the
road. I will say, so not in addition to shaving a couple hills that are, you know, poor sight distance, I do get a lot of complaints about walking and running alongside Putes. And in fact, there's been some recent accidents there where wide shoulders would have really helped the situation.
There's also been ample number of complaints of power outages in the area caused by the excessive overgrowth of trees.
Big trees.
big trees. So I know that there's going to be a lot of contention over there with trying to preserve the natural habitat, as well as we've got to do what makes sense. But as the mayor mentioned, yes, we've got to make sure that we have our sounding meetings so we can get their input.
I appreciate those comments. This is step zero of the process, yeah.
I haven't finished, but I just wanted to make a comment that I'm hoping that the Up in Franklin won't stand for flat and featureless, because it seems like we got to shave down hills, we got to shave away corners, we got to, you know, take out the trees, and keep in mind that there is some character or community for that, and everything doesn't have to be, you know, flat, straight road. We just have to know how to drive.
We got cul-de-sacs.
That's right.
Out of cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Slow the step.
Well, just so everybody knows, there are two very bad hills there that are blind, terribly blind, with driveways at the top of them. There. And it's a big issue. Now, shaving them down to flat, that'll never happen. But here, mark my words, those people in the subdivisions off of Putes Road will want sidewalks. Those people on Putes Road will not. I guarantee that.
We went through this. We went through this last time.
It was a wonderful experience.
Yes.
So, at any rate, it's Mark's problem now.
Yeah. Well, it's, as you said, all your problems, too.
Or his this time around.
Except in 2025.
And at 18 after, Alderman Mayor returns. So, Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2019, authorizing certain officials to enter into a time and expense professional engineering agreement?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 345. Item G23 is an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2018-2345 for the capital outlay budgets. We don't move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilmer. Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman DeAndre.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no abstention. Motion carries. G24-353 is the fourth, a monthly financial report. Anything you want to bring to our attention, Mr. Ratzenberg?
Motion to see and place on file.
No, it's in the report.
Yes, it is.
Is there a second to the...
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. 393, item G25 is just an update on the current status of the DPW budget. Mr. Morrow?
I think most of you know DPW has been taxed quite a bit this year and working really hard, and most of these issues are a result of the extra effort they put forth. Maybe the one I would point out is equipment rentals. Staff has run off some people that weren't necessarily Franklin residents, and keep in mind this is an unmanned situation. I'm not sure how we can fix that. I don't want to hire somebody just to sit out there and babysit it, but there's a direct result of processing a lot more trees than what maybe we need to. So,
wood chips, you're saying they're coming stealing?
No. Well, that probably doesn't bother us. It's so much as they're dumping off trees because of the ash spore. And so it's costing us extra effort to chip that up.
Okay. Alderman Wilmer.
Why don't you put a trail cam up there? They work great. Put it up on a pole high enough.
I'm not sure how you track the license plate, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Right. You can see it's. They work really well. Okay. Even at night. Yeah.
They're dumping them where?
They take the trees and put them with the tree rubbish that we will take from our residents. So then we have to pay to grind that up to make wood chips.
At the DPW, the yard.
Recycling yard, yes.
Mm-hmm. Pull right past all the recycling bins.
Right, you haul it back, yeah. And so people are driving and doing that there from other cities. They're like landscaping companies.
We have run some companies and people off, yes.
Well, then I think what she's saying, what I'm saying is that way you just... trip that way, not that we should sit and watch the same thing as you're watching a bunch of tape.
Well, the trail cam little card stick in the ears.
Well, every time there's
it only clicks when someone's there. When there's a movement. Yeah.
Isn't there a gate there? Don't you shut the gate?
After hours, but it's not manned during the daytime.
The guys are all doing
Their job.
That's when
they're dropping off.
I don't know how accessible the you can talk about flying. Can you correlate the license plate easily?
Yes, but Alderman Nelson. I think what I would do if I were you is I would contact the chief and then just work well with him because there's cameras that you can put that are simply set up to their phone that have the pixels and resolution to record the plates because those animal cams are pretty much for close, but you can get them set back a little bit. I mean, it's not a new invention. And that way, at least. Now, are there signs there that say no dumping of anything? So, because, I mean, put it this way. If I would cut down a tree and take the effort to load it in my vehicle and then drive it there and put it there, I mean, opposed to dumping it somewhere else, I mean, at least they're...
You, as a Franklin resident, are allowed to do this.
Okay. So...
So someone, say, from Muskego or Oak Creek could come over and dump it, too.
Then what you're going to find out is that, I mean, you're not going to be able to tell... By just a car, they're going to have some sort of company truck or something, right? Is that? I mean, when you ran people off, how was that? I mean, how did you know to run them off? How do you know where they were from?
It wasn't me, but I understand they just approached the person and said, "Hey, are you a Franklin resident?" No, and they drove off. So,
Alderman Mayer.
So, is there a fine if you catch somebody, or you just send them off?
I don't know that we have a fine set up for that.
Well, it'd be illegal dumping.
Yeah. Not to belabor this point, but the doorbell videos are really kind of useful And I get videos all the time of coyotes in front yards and whatnot, and you can zoom in on them, and it might be something to look into. And they continue to record, and they're relatively inexpensive.
We do have several cameras at DPW around the building, but I don't know that we have any set up to monitor this situation.
At what point does the value of catching someone
right.
far exceed the cost of it? The cost to do it far exceeds the net result.
Agreed. Principle.
And to be fair, maybe the Emerald Ash Borer is maybe taking an extra toll. Maybe without other people, maybe we would be over on this line item anyway. So I can't tell you for sure.
Okay. Discussion purposes only. G26 is a resolution to amend the debt policy statement for the city of Franklin. Mr. Hotzenberg. You guys got to have something better to do tonight.
No, we only got 2 more hours. We'll just wait until it's reaching home right now. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee has been discussing the city's debt policy for a couple of months now. And at their last meeting, they recommend that I bring this modified policy to this group. The current debt policy for the city was adopted back in 2008 and has remained unchanged since that point in time. But as you are aware, a year ago we borrowed $22.5 million to support TID 5, and in the current year we borrowed another $10 million for our debt. And attached to your council packet is a 2-page document that outlines the next 10 years worth of debt, based on assumptions that finance is using from conversations with department heads about various needs. And it indicates that the city's debt, which is currently at about $71 million, will peak at about $111 million or $115 million in the not-too-distant future. Should that occur, then you will begin to exceed various guidelines that are in the existing policy. The policy was originally adopted to help maintain a high credit rating from Moody's, which is the city's rating agency. And the rating that Moody's, the system that Moody's uses to evaluate the city has 4 criteria, one of which is financial criteria, and that financial criteria is further subrogated into 4 pieces. 2 of those 4 pieces relate to debt and how that debt impacts your financial statements. Our city policy would have, should we get to our city policy on the amount of debt, we would be in the single A rated category. Currently, the city is in a double A rated category. The movement from double A to single A would increase the cost of borrowing funds in the future and reduce the value of the debt in the hands of the marketplace after they purchase city debt. The Finance Committee debated this at some length as to where that limit should be, specifically what percentage of the state limit. The state gives a 5% of equalized value as the total limit that the city can have for general obligation debt. By our current internal policy, we limit ourselves to 40% of the state limit, which is essentially 2% of equalized value. Moody's, to keep in a double-A rated basis, looks for debt to remain at 1.75% of equalized value. The Finance Committee is not suggesting that that 40% limit be a hard and fast rule, but rather is recommending a addition to the policy that indicates that current projections would have the city exceed its 40% limit, which should cause the Common Council to review the situation and modify the policy as appropriate at that point in time, understanding that certain opportunities by way of TIF districts may be coming along to the city, and when the marketplace wants to have that to happen, you may have to temporarily, and the temporary period could be as much as a decade, exceed that particular limit. Obviously, the state would not allow you to exceed the limit, but we're not talking about anything of that nature. So there were two changes to the policy, one to offer that to incorporate that cautionary tale on the top of page two of the debt policy, and the other item was to internally, specifically exclude TID debt service levy from the limits that are in the policy, because the policy merely states that debt service levy could not exceed 20% of your total tax levy, and it was unclear as to whether the TID levy was included or excluded, and the Finance Committee suggests that we exclude that TID levy from the 20% limit. So I'd be happy to discuss this in further length if you have questions, but those are the recommended changes from the Finance Committee to this debt policy.
Alderman Bigger.
As Mr. Rotzenberg alluded to, this is a guideline, this is a tool, this is like a road bump designed to make you all aware and alert to how, you know, when we hit this point, there are going to be ramifications into the future that may affect our cost of funds, as well as our rating to other people looking at investing or buying our bonds or notes out there. It's not that, and as Paul alluded to, as also he commented, we did have a lengthy discussion in regards to, hey, do we just eliminate it? Because this is an internal policy. It's not what the state looks at, okay? But we as a city have to make decisions based on the community. And if we need to borrow funds, we may breach this internal policy. Not that it's a negative, but just so you know that it would be a temporary, it would be temporarily encroach, possibly, as Paul said, about a 10-year period, based on what we're seeing the city is going to need. But this is also, as you think, these are guesstimates. So that's why the Finance Committee really didn't make any recommendations here, except for the one in regards to how to treat the TIF district evaluations. We felt that as we move forward and projects come to fruition, and we're gonna hit this, okay? And we want to make the common council aware that we're getting close. We're gonna be close, okay?
Sometimes you gotta spend money to make money.
That's true.
So, motion heard. Alderman Taylor.
Well, Paul, do we need a motion then on?
We need to adopt a resolution 2019 to amend the debt policy for the city.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll go out of order to item H1, vouchers. Is there a motion to approve the following city vouchers with an ending date of August 1st, 2019, the amount of $5,400,000? It's not. Yours is I.
It's always supposed to
be H. In the amount of $5,479,873.71 and payroll dated July 19, 2019, the amount of $405,646.19. And payments in various payroll deductions in the amount of $420,320.74 plus city matching payments. And payroll dated August 2nd in the amount of $377,885.15 in payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $203,045.43 in city matching payments. And estimated payroll of August 16th estimated at $384,000 in payments to various payroll deductions estimated at $410,000 plus city matching payments and property tax investments on an NDA of July 31st in the amount of $9 million and approval of a release payment to Rayburn Consulting in the amount of $2,520.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absences, no abstentions. Motion carries. Now for the often awaited Alderman Taylor for license.
Very important. Boraxa, approve of the letter, both of them. Cucci Pizza, hold for appearance. Dan Howard, Megan, approve of the letter, and all the rest are approved. That was quicker than Paul's.
Yes, sir. Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, folks, we're going to go to the closed session. And by the way, Mr. Hanley, it's good to see you. It's been a while. Is there a resident?
Oh.
Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to 19.85.01(c)(e) to deliberate upon the Second Amendment to Texas General District Number 5, Development Agreement between the City of Franklin and BTC Master Developer LLC, the developer, the negotiation of amendment to the agreement terms and the investment of public funds in relation thereto, competitive and bargaining reasons, and re-enter open session at the same place thereafter, that of such matters as discussed there and appropriate.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Daniel.
Aye.
I was heard.
This is IDG 27.
Potential
802 back in open session.
Is a motion to adopt resolution with the title as included in the council meeting agenda packet, and with regard to the provisions of the now therefore be it resolved, the inclusion of the bracketed language, quote, in such form and content as annexed hereto, comma, and the bracketed language, quote, subject to technical and slash or minor changes which may be approved by the Economic Development Director, the Director of Finance and Treasurer, Special Counsel, and the City Attorney, close quote. The other bracketed language in that paragraph provision will be struck.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion and motion. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Daniel.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, one no, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
No.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Sure.